Hi, this is Greg with your Oklahoma Men's Clinic. If you struggle when you snuggle, don't delay. Call us today, 405-266-3000. That's 266-3000. Or schedule your free phone consultation on the web at okcmen.com. That's okcmen.com.
Rick and Brad Radio.
Showbiz News Time brought to you by Michener Farron Jewelers.
When you propose, she doesn't care whether the diamond is geological or created.
They're both 100% real.
With Michener's Freeborn, you give her a bigger diamond for your money.
So yesterday, R. Kelly was found guilty on all counts in his federal sex crimes trial, and he could be staring down life in prison. The jury started deliberating on Friday afternoon. They had the weekend off, and they took about half the day yesterday to reach its verdict on 9 federal counts, including racketeering, sex crimes, human trafficking, obstruction of justice, and kidnapping. The trial wrapped a little over a month after it began, with the prosecution calling for more witnesses than the defense. Kelly's team only called 5 witnesses over a couple of days, and Kelly himself never took the stand. He is facing 10 years to life, and he is still set to go on a second federal trial in Chicago and then state trials in Illinois and Minnesota.
Did you see that his sentencing is not until May of next year?
I did. Wow. I saw that,
well,
and I wondered.
What the hell is that about?
Yeah.
Backed up. COVID.
I'm not sure if it was because the courts are backed up or if it's because maybe they're going to extradite him for these other trials.
Well, they've got him. He's found guilty already on this, you would think. I mean, and this is the kind of stuff I have no idea about. Maybe there's a reason why if they do the sentencing, then it's got to be the appeal on this case maybe would take priority over some of the other charges. There's got to be a reason for it, because why would you find this guy guilty of all of these counts, of these heinous charges that he was charged with, and then not sentence him for 10 months, 8 months, whatever it is?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I almost wondered if that was like a misprint when I read it yesterday. His verdict in federal court in Brooklyn comes just over 2 years after he was arrested in Chicago for multiple federal sex crimes in 2 different states. His legal team called a handful of ex-R. Kelly employees and associates to take the stand in an effort to discredit the allegations that R. Kelly sexually abused women, girls, and boys. And some of his ardent defenders said under oath that they never saw Kelly abuse anyone. One defense witness went as far as saying that, if anything, R. Kelly was chivalrous to his girlfriends. Prosecutors, however, called dozens of witnesses to the stand to refute defense testimony and poke holes. Some of the prosecutors' witnesses straight up said that Kelly had a small team made up of managers, bodyguards, and assistants who rounded up R. Kelly's potential victims before he groomed them for unwanted sex. And these witnesses also testified saying that R. Kelly's entourage would recruit potential victims either at his concerts, malls, and even fast food joints. One of the women who testified was one of the women that was interviewed by Gayle King back in 2019 and claimed that R. Kelly was controlling them right then and there during the interview. But hopefully this dude's going away for life. I mean,
well, if you remember, that was the interview where he was coughing in the background, like the one girl was being interviewed,
right,
and he was kind of ominously in the background coughing, and everybody speculated that that was what was going on at that time, was he was threatening her, don't go too far.
Well, and that was also the interview where he got up in Gayle King's face, remember? And she just sat there and was like, Robert.
Oh, that's
Robert,
right.
Sit down.
Robert, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that he gets everything that he has the potential to get for this. And a lot of people were speculating what it meant that he didn't take the stand. And I think it meant they knew they didn't have a chance if he took the stand. Their only opportunity would be if they kept him off of the stand. And the prosecution talked about all of these videotapes and all sorts of documentary evidence that they had besides these witnesses who got up and told their first-person stories.
Right.
Just a complete piece of garbage.
Totally. Yeah. It says that, sentencing is 10 a.m. on May 4th. It'll be by the same judge, but they said the intervening months will be busy because in the next few weeks, his lawyers can file motions seeking to overturn the verdict. And then he also faces those charges in two other states. His lawyer said he didn't know if that next federal trial will go forward before the sentencing or if R. Kelly would be moved to Chicago from the Brooklyn detention facility where he has been held for the duration of the New York trial. But if that case does go forward, then he would most likely be moved there to face those charges. But yeah, just totally... I just can't believe, like, we've known all this stuff about R. Kelly for so long, and this is the first time that he's finally been found guilty. So I have no idea. Do we know why David Letterman was at the
No, I was wondering
Brooklyn
that,
Nets
too. I wondered if there was, if he was going to use it for something. It's not like he's doing a show. I just have no idea. But maybe he's got nothing else going. He decided, I'll go goof around with these guys and get
maybe
some attention.
So.
I don't know.
And I don't know if I think he was. They had to wear masks in the press room.
Well, you
on
could
this
still
media
see
day.
That giant beard sticking out, couldn't you?
You would think so, but he sure didn't seem like he recognized that it was David Letterman. But here is Dave crashing the press conference, saying that he's Dave from Basketball Digest and asking Kevin Durant some questions, and Kevin Durant is very annoyed.
Dave from Basketball Digest. KD, why do people call you KD?
My first name is Kevin.
Uh-huh, right.
My last name is Durant with a D.
This year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at?
110.
I just got off the phone with the Dolan family, and they said that they're talking to the commissioner now. They're looking at working a contractual deal that will allow you, when you're not playing for the Nets, days off, you'll be able to play for the Knicks. Comments?
All right, Dave, that was the last one.
I'm sorry, was that a comment?
That was it.
Thanks. What about the Pelicans? When you guys play the Pelicans, does it kind of make you giggle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I got.
Good job, dude. You let anybody in here.
Hey, I heard that.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't feel so bad about Durant on that one.
Yeah, I mean, he was...
He rallied himself at the end,
pissy
but
self.
He's just
yeah.
so non... Just
do you
got
think he was in on the whole thing?
No, I don't think so. I don't
did
think
he figure out though.
I don't think he could have pulled it off.
He started calling him Dave at the end. Maybe that's when he caught on.
Well, that's what Dave said in the beginning, wasn't it? Didn't he say this is Dave from Basketball Digest?
Yeah, but I think he caught on that it was
Dave from Basketball Digest.
Yeah, I feel like he caught on it was actually Letterman instead of not just Dave from Basketball Digest. That's pretty funny itself, though.
I am really curious to know, like, if he knew anything about it. Because, I mean, wouldn't the Nets they would have to credential Dave to let him in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they told Durant. I mean, they could have. Right. I'm sure they do that all the time. Not all the time, but, you know, it's not the first time that it's happened.
Right.
If Jimmy Kimmel wanted to come in and do the same thing, they know that the bit doesn't work if you tip the players off to the fact that Jimmy Kimmel's going to be one of the people that is playing along.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so Will Smith is on the cover of GQ this month, and in this interview that he did with the magazine, he reveals that he and Jada started out monogamous but evolved past it. Apparently, you can just evolve past monogamy, guys.
Wow.
He said, Jada never believed in conventional marriage. Jada had family members that had an unconventional relationship, so she grew up in a way that was very different than how I grew up. He said that we have given each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way, and marriage for us can't be a prison. He also kind of alluded to Jada's entanglement with that rapper, August Alsina. Remember a couple of years ago? Well, it turns out Will had an entanglement of his own, but he didn't really elaborate on it for this interview. But pretty much all but confirms that they have an open relationship.
Interesting.
Yeah, which we've heard those rumors for years. And then obviously when that August Alsina thing happened, I think she talked about that on her Facebook show too. But I don't think she ever completely owned it, though.
I don't think that she still tried to be ambiguous about, but it seemed pretty certain that they had some kind of a relationship. If I remember right, she tried to say that the guy was friends with, not Willow, but what's the kid's, Trey? Is that the?
Yeah, Will's son, Trey.
Well, it's both of their son, isn't it? Aren't their kids both of theirs together?
Trey's just Will's son, and then they had Jaden, which is the other one.
Well, she tried to claim that that guy was friends with one of their kids, and that was the reason that he was around all the time, but it definitely looked, that even looked shady.
Yeah, totally. Did you guys see that John Hinckley Jr. got released yesterday?
Well, listen.
Unconditional release?
Here's the thing about this. I don't totally have a problem with it. I mean, it seems so odd that this guy that we all know that tried to kill the president is all of a sudden not going to be incapacitated or being held under lock and key. But he didn't kill anybody. James Brady eventually died from the gunshot wound that he got, but it was like 20 years later, 15 years later or something. So somebody made the comment that, I don't remember who it was, somebody on the pardon and parole board or one of the attorneys said that if this guy had shot anybody else and attempted to kill anybody else, he wouldn't still be in jail. Now, he was found mentally incapacitated, and so he was never in prison. He was in a nervous hospital, if you will. I think that's probably true. That 40 years later, the guy wouldn't be in prison now for that. He didn't kill the guy. So, you know, I don't know. It's, as I'm saying that, I'm still weirded out by it because we all know this guy and know what he tried to do. But at the same time, I don't think he would be in prison if he had shot anybody else and not killed them.
Well,
he's been able to get
James
out.
Does the James Brady thing count for murder, though, if the guy died and he shot him?
Well, no, because he was not convicted of that. He was never tried for it. And the guy, I mean, it might be attempted murder or something. I don't know. But he, I don't know what the charges would have been. But James Brady lived for a long time. Now, he was completely different. He was handicapped after that because of the shooting that he got the worst of everybody.
He was paralyzed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a cop was shot.
That was my first movie, you guys. I was in the James Brady story.
Oh, that's right. You were the, weren't you the flower delivery boy?
The bear delivery boy. I delivered the giant bear to Beau Bridges. And there, remember a couple of years, like, 10 years later, we had him on. And I was like, do you remember? He was like, yeah, yeah. It was him and Joan Allen were the played the Bradys. And and the dude that played Ronald Reagan. He didn't remember. I was in one scene. The dude that played Ronald Reagan, though, kind of looked like a little, in person, like a little bitty Ronald Reagan dude, really, in the face, walking around, doing the whole thing. But, I mean, you talk about a grab ass. This guy with every PA and was hugging and taking pictures and, hey, baby, the whole thing. And then he go into character as Reagan. I'm like, oh, my God. You couldn't get away with that today. That was like 90 in the
90s.
It was unreal to watch. Yeah.
Here's a couple of things about John Hinckley that you probably don't know. He was born in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Did not
know that.
James Brady lived 33 years after being injured by John Hinckley before he died.
Well. Yeah, Hinckley's lawyer says that his client wants to express regret and apologize to his victims' families, Jody Foster, and the American people, and claims that Hinckley's full release is a victory for mental health. So,
and the thing is, I do think the guy was crazy when he did it. Because it wasn't like it was politically motivated. It was try and get Jodie Foster's attention.
Jodie Foster, yeah. Crazy. He is 66 years old now, by the way.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So at the end of last year's SNL season, there was a lot of speculation about Kate McKinnon, Cecily Strong, A.D. Bryant, and Pete Davidson possibly leaving SNL. It turns out that was for nothing because they are all coming back this season. Only two people are leaving. One of them is Beck Bennett, who's been on the show for 8 years. And the other is a featured player named Lauren Holt, who just was on for one season.
I didn't even know her. I had to look up
either.
Who she was.
She kind of looks like A.D. Bryant.
A little bit.
Yeah. Two featured players from last season, Bowen Yang and Chloe Fineman. Chloe Fineman does all those impersonations. They have both been promoted to full-on cast members. And then three new featured players have been added. There is Sarah Sherman, who goes by Sarah Squirm and has some weird videos on YouTube. There's a guy named Aristotle Athari, who did a stint on Silicon Valley. And then James Austin Johnson.
Our guy.
Who we actually, we had on the show because he did such a great Trump impression. Yeah. I think we have a clip of him as Trump talking about Super Mario Brothers.
When I was leading, Bowser was somebody who, you know, sometimes he would just stay in the castle and sometimes he'd come down and be very mad, but sometimes he would be our friend. Now you look at Bowser and he's bigger than he's ever been. I mean, Bowser is furious. They call it Bowser's Fury, and he's bigger than he's ever been. I mean, that's a big Bowser when you look at it. That's a really big Bowser. And who is Joe sending? Cat Mario. They're sending Cat Mario. They're sending Cat Mario, and we would have hit Bowser so hard. We would have gotten the Halo guy. We would have done maybe Sonic. We might even be looking at Mr. Sonic to come in and help us with this very big Bowser. It's a bigger Bowser than anyone's ever seen. And it's so huge. I remember when Bowser was just sort of a guy you'd kind of, only sometimes you would do a little go-kart race with. You know, we would play tennis with him. He was someone we played tennis with. And now under Joe, we got a bigger Bowser than you've ever seen. He's so big and he's so furious. And they call it Bowser's Fury.
I hope they figure out what to do with him. I can see Trump coming on and doing editorializing during Weekend Update. But that's not his only. I mean, he does a couple of other really good impersonations, and they're so randomly obscure. One of them is Michael. What's the dude's name, Ryan? We've had him on the show a couple of times. The actor, he was in a couple of Spike Lee movies. Michael. He's kind of a hip hop guy, redheaded dude. What is his name?
Not
Rappaport. Michael Rappaport. He does
a great Michael Rappaport.
So yeah. I hope they treat him right, and he doesn't wind up being the next Kyle Mooney, because Kyle Mooney is so great, and they just don't know how to use him on Saturday Night Live.
Maybe he and Mooney will kind of team up and write some sketches together.
By the way, here's
I'll tell you.
Go ahead.
Who they need to add in as a writer. The guy that does the commercials for the insurance company of Don't Be Your Parents.
Whoever created that's pretty great.
The new one is really funny.
I did not know this until yesterday. I was reading these stories about Saturday Night Live and the cast member changes. Bowen Yang, in the history of Saturday Night Live, Bowen Yang, the first ever not featured player, or is it featured player?
He was a featured player, a full cast.
Bowen Yang, the first ever featured player to win an Emmy for his work on Saturday Night Live. Nobody else has ever done that.
Oh, wow.
The people that have all won Emmys have been full cast members.
He was great last year.
God, do you watch Nora from Queens, Awkwafina's show?
I don't. I need to.
It's great. And he's so good on there. He plays her cousin that she doesn't really like, but she has to deal with him because he's her cousin. They kind of have a frenemy-type relationship because sometimes they get along and more often than not they don't, but he's so good on there.
Yeah, he's really good. What was that sketch that just made me... It was so dumb.
Well, the one that where he was...
My ass up, the
one I think about was when he was the iceberg and that the Titanic hit and sank. It was hilarious to me. But he's done a bunch of really funny stuff on there.
Yeah. By the way, we talked, I think, a little bit yesterday about Dog the Bounty Hunter joining in on this Gabby Petito case. Yeah. He says now that he has found a lead and video footage showing that Brian Laundrie's parents took him to this national park camping, and all three of them went in, and only the parents came out. This
well,
is what
I read
Dog
a story yesterday
claiming.
That was from a some sort of a ranger or a guide or something that knows that area really well, and he said there's no way that the guy is still in there. He doesn't think I don't know that why this guy would know more than anybody else, but he was claiming that there was no way that the dude could still be in that national forest.
No,
or national
Dog
park
the
or
Bounty Hunter
was.
Is thinking that he canoed to other surrounding islands,
okay.
Is his theory. But here's my question, because we laughed about Dog the Bounty Hunter joining this search. Obviously, the dude needs some good publicity right now. After, what was it, like a month ago that his daughters came out and complained about not being invited to his wedding and complained about him being a racist and a homophobe and all this other stuff. If he did find a lead that led to the resolution of this case and the arrest of this Brian Laundrie guy, do you think he would be given a show again?
I doubt it.
Yeah. You think he's too much of a liability?
But he is a third Apache warrior. I mean, if you remember.
That's true. True. Very true. Warrior. That's a good point.
Did you see the story yesterday that he knocked on the family's door to...
That was...
did you guys have that yesterday morning? Because I didn't read it until yesterday, and I was like, dude, don't just go up and knock on the door. They're not going to come for you. They called 911 on him.
That's good publicity. It looks good.
It definitely got him in the news, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, you got anything else, Cron?
Nope, that is it for Showbiz News.
Thank you, Chronic.
Rick and Brad on Rock 100.5, The Cat.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.